Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, welcome to the After Show Pod.
Sorry.
Who was that?
It wasn't me that time.
Who started that?
Listen to this. This is we all need some my microphone.
DW40.
DW40.
WD.
She says that every day.
Do me a favor. I want to do.
You want to do a video?
Hang on. Yeah. Let me just. Hang on.
All right. I'm gonna work this thing. You ready?
Go ahead, dude.
Oh, now it's not gonna do it.
It's not even making the.
It's not gonna do it now.
Okay. So here.
It was
thank
super
you.
Loud. Oh, I here it goes. It. Here it goes. Oh my God.
First of all, David.
That sounds David, awful.
Let me turn this off. First of all, you're not supposed to move those like that.
What do you mean you're not supposed to move
them? And you got
him
on video doing it.
I have a video of him twirling the thing
around. No, this is how I was told to move. God.
Now you're getting... It sounds like you're at a festival and the ride hasn't been oiled up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing needs to be oiled up with some WD-40.
Some DW.
Or I like to say DW.
DW-04.
DW is also Darryl Waltrip.
Yeah, it is.
Who, by the way, the Cars movie is coming out. Is that this week?
I think it's
this
weekend.
Yes, my kids are excited about
Cars
that.
Cars 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he is, Darryl Waltrip's voice is in Cars. At least it was in the early ones. I think he was Darryl Cartrip.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah. I've never seen those.
You haven't seen? Oh, gosh. Good. Yeah, it's so funny because those movies like that, the cartoon movies, I was never a real big fan of the cartoon movies as a kid. So as Kai started to watch those movies, I thought it was like, oh, gosh. I didn't think you could get emotionally invested in cartoons.
You do.
No, like Toy Story.
Dude, you do, man. Though.
Toy
Finding
Story 3.
Nemo.
There's been a couple of them that I've watched. I can't even think of all of the ones, but you start to get teary-eyed. And mm-hmm. you're like, why am I crying with the cartoon? Somebody drew this.
I know.
Oh, man. Whenever I was in high school, Toy Story 3 came out. I think I was a senior or in 11th grade.
Uh-huh.
And I swear I cried.
Yeah, when the guy goes off to school?
Yeah, when he goes off
and
to school.
And he gives his toys to that little girl, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, I cried
on
that, too.
So that was also the one where they almost got burnt alive. And they were all holding hands. And I was like, oh, my childhood is about to be burnt. And, of course, I got saved. But then he drops them off somewhere else.
What if they really would have done that? And, like, they would have just caught fire.
There would have been therapy. People would need therapy all over the world.
That's it.
Woody!
It goes straight to credits after Woody gets burnt.
That's awful.
To infinity and...
God, that's a great show, though. Yeah. Kai had his mm-hmm. phase for that, too.
So yeah. did mine.
They're making a fourth one.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Cars 4?
No, Toy Story 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh, back. Yeah, where did my brain go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, so Toy Story 4, what's it going to be about?
I don't know.
Are they making toy babies?
Going, I don't know if I can do that.
Who would have babies? Like, if toys were going to have babies together?
It would be Woody and...
Bo Peep, right?
Bo Peep.
Mm-hmm. They'd have babies.
They'd have babies together?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato.
Potato Head, although they seem a little older to me.
They can't make little baby potatoes?
I don't know. They just seem a little older.
David, if you were going to pick a toy to marry, who would you marry?
That is just weird. That's a weird question.
It'd probably be kid sister Barbie. Skipper, that was her name.
What the heck?
You say you marry his kid sister Barbie. That's awful.
What?
Look at his face.
I don't even know what to say to that. I would almost rather you say I'd marry Ken.
Oh, gosh.
Or Ken.
That's awkward, isn't it?
That was a little bit awkward.
Does your sister, has she ever heard of podcasting?
Maybe.
Like, you think she's ever listened to a podcast?
I don't know if she's ever listened to a podcast. She has iTunes, so I mean.
So she could listen to us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she wanted to.
So the podcast, which we started, I don't even, like, we started this deal and we didn't know if people were going to catch on. And,
mm-hmm.
and, like, we had the meeting early on that said, okay, podcasting is going to be an even bigger deal, but people mm-hmm. are just kind of figuring it out. Because I've heard of podcasts, didn't really pay any attention to podcasts until really this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, last year I heard that, like, some wrestling guys were doing podcasts. I'd be on an airplane, I'd download and listen, but I never got addicted to one.
Right.
I've been listening for a while.
Yeah, you kind of mm-hmm. were telling us, hey, I listen to all this audio. And I'm like, you're not listening to music all the time? You're like, no, I listen to music and I love music. Because mm-hmm. you're like me, and we love music.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point where it's like, you just need something different.
Yeah, little breaks of different stuff.
So that can be where you go to, you know, for us, a podcast. And like, I have a number of podcasts that I go to. Most of my stuff is wrestling podcasts. Like, mm-hmm. I've listened to some Joe Rogan stuff, some mm-hmm. MMA stuff.
And I've got a lot of sports podcasts to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So I do some other wrestling, like, you know, the wrestling stuff. A friend of mine, Bruce Pritchard, does one. Jim Ross does one. Anyway, so there's different things. But we started the podcast not knowing if people would catch on or what they would like about it. So really the easiest thing to podcast is the full show because we're already doing the show. So then we take the highlights of the show, or basically the whole show. We just cut out the music and the commercials, and we put it up, and people get to listen to it.
Yeah.
So if you miss something, if you get out of the car, pause, whatever, somebody calls you, you don't lose your place.
Yeah.
But the after show is just like, hey, you think people would want to hear what we think about after the show and the stuff that maybe we didn't say on the air, we couldn't say on the air. And we get a great response to this very after show. So the first thing I read this morning when I woke up, let me go to my messages on Twitter. It was a direct message from the camo shop.
They DM'd you.
So I want to shout out to Josh and Rick and Marla and Travis and the entire crew at the camo shop. They said, great move with the podcast. Love the after show. More real talk, not just quote radio. Just you guys cutting up is a show all its own. Good job.
Cool.
Yay.
So like that gave me that vindication. And like my friend Austin Lane, you know, he likes the podcast. He loves the after show because, you know, it's easy to consume it and it is whatever we're thinking. And if it's we're thinking about pop music, we talk about pop music.
Yeah, we talk about whatever.
Yeah, if we're talking about the fight I had last night with my wife or whatever, that might not seem as nice on the radio. Yeah.
Right.
We'll talk about it.
You had another fight?
No, we didn't. We actually get along pretty well. We see y'all made faces.
I guess
at
we
each
only
other.
Get the negative part of everything.
Yeah,
don't
I think
say
so.
That. I don't know if my wife listens to the podcast. Really? I think I'd be in more trouble if she listened.
She probably didn't have time. She's cleaning your house, making your food, taking care of your son.
You want to call her and ask her the last thing she made?
I'm not going to ask her.
No, I'm not either.
Like cooked David or like arts and crafts or what?
No, no food, not arts and crafts.
Yeah.
What's the last meal she's made?
I want David to call her.
Probably 2008.
Oh, man.
It's been forever.
Before Kyle was born.
No, he was born in, it was, wasn't it? It might have been. So this morning, speaking of Kai, we did this deal talking about the top country songs about dads. Father's Day, Sunday. I lost my dad when I was 2.5. And like that affected me and still probably does, even more probably than I realize. So for people like you who are lucky enough to still have your dad, man, celebrate them on Sunday. The same thing with mothers and Mother's Day and grandparents and all those people that mean a lot to you. Because I was thinking as we were playing some of the songs this morning, I know what I want to send to people. Like there was one of the songs that I heard us play. That I knew I want to send that to my father-in-law, Jeff Presley. Cause like, it was like, okay, that's the one. Cause he didn't have to do it and be there for us like he has been.
Yeah.
So we got such a response to it that it kind of made us emotional. And like, when's the last time we cried in the studio?
Gosh,
it's been a second.
It's been a long time.
But do you think we cry more than any other show would cry? Honestly, because like, think about other shows. And I'm talking about here, everywhere, right? Like, it just seems like they're doing radio.
Yes.
You know, and how much real emotion you get often.
Right.
Like, for us, I think we kind of really live it. And we get, you know, if we cry, we're going to cry. Or we're going to try not to, but we're going to tell you we're trying not to.
Right. We're pretty real.
And I think that's what one of the things I like about doing this. So we got a big response to the song, That's My Job by Conway Twitty. That was the number 10 song on the songs that were the top country songs about dads. But that was the one that, like, always made me cry. I mean, I was 16. 15, 16, crying about this song right here. I want to give you a second.
And he said, that's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see.
So when we played that song, I thought a lot of people might not know that song, but that was probably the one that we got the most comments on.
It resonated with a whole lot of people.
Yeah, and people that maybe didn't hear us talk about that, but heard the top five, they came back and mentioned that song. So I thought that was kind of neat. I didn't expect, one of our listeners commented a song that Kelly got really emotional with.
Yeah.
And I even said to her off the air, I said, are you okay if we play this? Because... even though, like, I'm cool with crying, I don't want to make people cry.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like,
we don't set each other up to cry.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah. It was the song by Bob Carlisle's Butterfly Kisses. And that was a song that it was real important to my dad when I was growing up. And it was a song that he would just, he told me later on the first time he heard it, he just sat in his truck and cried and cried and cried because it just reminded him of me. Yep. And, he died almost 7 years ago, just passed away 7 years ago. And he gave me a book of Butterfly Kisses, and it was an illustrated book. And like it had like little cartoon pictures in it that he bought for me probably a couple of years before he died. And he wrote a little note in it and said, hey, you'll always be my little girl. Oh, and, gosh. You know, that kind of thing. And so I got his signature and a little smiley face that he wrote on there. And I had it transferred to my skin by a tattoo.
Yeah, that's cool. And so, I normally don't pay attention to that tattoo. We pay more attention to your tramp stamp.
Oh, I don't ever show my tramp stamp.
David.
Is it still true?
No, it is true. I have one, but I don't show it.
How big is it?
It's about as big as my hand.
Is it more like triangle or not? Is it a triangle?
Is it
tribal?
It's got some Celtic.
Just show us.
Two dolphins. Y'all know how I am with dolphins.
Yeah, we're all hanging out.
I got it when I was 30. It was a rebellious act.
Was it?
For me.
You rebelled by getting a tattoo?
For me at the time, it was a rebellious act.
Okay, so we were talking about the songs. Let's do Butterfly Kisses real quick, just because. Are you okay if I play it again?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know why this song gets me, because I don't have a daughter, but something about this song. I even had the CD single of this song, the Bob Carlyle version of it, when I was in my early 20s.
And it's one of those songs that does the whole stages thing, like the whole Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl. It's a stage thing.
Yeah, and it gets you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny when you become a parent, your whole perspective on what's important changes. And like the most important thing isn't, like for me, I love my job. And like we know, we love doing what we do.
Yeah.
And there's aspects of it that we hate. But like the show, like this is what I consider the job, the show stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we love doing that. But like the most important thing is making sure that Kai's good.
Yeah.
And we kind of prepare him. So anyway, we all got emotional. I'm going to get teared up thinking about that now. Okay. Hang on. Take a second. Boom. Okay, so I had, you know, the song that That's My Job. Kelly had the song Butterfly Kisses. I was asking David to think about a song too, and he actually said he didn't have a song about his dad, but he had one about his mom.
What is it? Go ahead and play it for me, because I'm still trying to figure that out too.
Well, David loaded this. I don't have any idea.
This is David Guetta and Akon, is that right?
This is awkward. This is about your mother?
We are in Arkansas.
That is awful. Stupid. Of all the songs you could have picked.
I knew.
Damn, girl.
I mean, I knew we had to get past the emotion, because I'm going to sit here and cry.
Seriously.
Let's talk about the worst beers, because we talked about that earlier in the show.
There's no such thing as bad beer.
Yes, there is. You were talking about you hate certain kinds of beer.
There's two beers I've had that I absolutely hate. What? No, really one. And it's not even about the beer, because I like I like regular Budweiser. I like Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
But that Bud 55 or 65 or whatever it is, 75.
55, I think.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I bet it's the same thing with like the Miller 64 and all that other crap.
Was it supposed to be what, 55 calories? Yes. Is that what it's saying?
But they take out, it's like you basically take out all the flavor too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the alcohol content is like way down.
Hey, do some Googling for me. Kelly, do some Googling.
Okay.
Should we ask Kelly to Google anything?
Sure.
Yeah, Google. Go ahead and Google, Miss.
So I want to do calories on you want to do Bud Light?
Yeah, let's do calories on Bud Light.
Okay, then you do calories on Michelob Ultra.
I think that's 90.
Michelob Ultra has 90?
I think so.
Let's see. 12.
That's not
accurate. Not true at all.
Look what it just popped up.
That's 1.8 ounces.
That's not accurate.
1.8 ounces. That's like
110.
Taking one sip.
So there's 110 in a Bud Light.
Yep.
How many carbs does it show?
I'm getting
okay, so 110. And it's 90 for Mick Ultra. I'd rather have the 20 extra calories.
6.6 carbs.
6.6 carbs on the regular.
My computer's acting really slow.
You got to stop looking at that stuff.
I'm not looking at anything while I'm at work. That was Kelly earlier.
Is it still true?
Not on your computer.
Is it is it still true that the top search on your computer is Jenna Jameson?
Oh my gosh. Going way back.
Well, give me a current star, David.
I'm not doing that either.
No, Freakbot. Go ahead and tell me who the best.
Freakbot.
Tell me who the best current star is.
Freakbot.
Oh, that's
Freakbot.
Going way back. I mean, you're not talking
you're
about.
You're going that. Back too far from Abraham.
You're not talking about the stars of today. Like.
Okay, my computer is legitimately frozen over here.
Kelly Bottoms.
Could not be any worse. Look up Michelob Ultra calories and all Michelob. That other stuff. That
so where were you? You were at 120 and 14 or 12?
No, it was 110 and 6.6.
Okay.
Okay, and then you said Michelob Ultra?
Michelob Ultra. I want to know the calories and the carbs. I'm not even as worried about...
calories? Is that what I just saw?
96.
Scroll back up.
So 24 calories different?
Yeah, right there.
Oh.
There's 24 calories different.
2.6 carbs.
See?
And 95 calories.
So it's like 5 carbs and 20 calories. Wouldn't you rather have the full flavor?
The taste?
I think so. But I guess it just depends on how many you plan on drinking. Because if you plan on drinking a lot, then maybe you should go with... a Bud Light.
Well,
if
then
only a couple, then maybe go with the Michelob.
It's going to sound awful for me to say this. Then balance your calories throughout the rest of the day.
I guess you're right.
Like save in order to have.
I mean,
the beer
I know
at
it's
night.
Not the same.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not good calories. Okay, so the Stella. Oh gosh, the Stella that I like is 176
calories.
Calories.
Gee whiz, that's quite a bit.
Carbs 14.
Dude, you need to quit drinking that stuff.
So the Stella's actually, that's rough.
Yeah, Stella's good, though.
It has 2 grams of protein. I need 150 yeah. grams of protein. Let's go ahead and go. That's wilder.
I had to drink 75.
So anyway, but it makes you think like I maybe we should look at the calories different. Like what else do you drink? Do you drink?
Maybe a Miller Lite.
I'm right. looking up Red's Apple Ale because that's I like that.
Oh, I bet it's bad.
But it has a lot of sugar.
Calories 165, carbs 17.
I like the Summer Shandy too.
I can only drink like it's got to be hot, and I can only drink like one of those. It's probably a good pool beer though.
Oh, it's a great pool beer.
If you want to go broke. Okay, yeah. I found the whole thing. Okay, so this has all this stuff. Busch Light, 95 calories and 3.2 carbs. Natural, 95 calories, 3.2 carbs. Michelob Ultra, okay, we already talked about that. Miller Lite, 96 calories, 3.2 carbs. So Miller Lite's not that much different mm-hmm. than Michelob Ultra. I'd much rather have a Miller Lite. Ooh, check this out. Well, Coors Light has a few more calories but less carbs. No, it doesn't. Corona, 109. Bud Light, 110. Bud Light Lime, 116. Did you drink that?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Sam Adams light, even the light Sam Adams is 119 and almost 10 grams of carbs.
I bet it's like double for a normal Sam Adams.
Guinness Drought, 126 with 10 grams of carbs. You ever have the Sierra Nevada Summerfest?
Mm-mm.
158 calories, 13.7 carbs. Blue Moon, Yuengling. Y'all ever had Yuengling? They don't serve it on this side of the Mississippi.
Isn't that a circus?
It I is. Thought it Yuengling
was,
Brothers.
I thought it was the Yuengling Twins.
Yeah, them too.
Forget
yeah.
That's Lil Jon.
I do it but, every time y'all say some kind of rapper.
I mean, he was
Lil
in that
Wayne.
Song.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So Kai, we were out in the pool when Kelly was working and David was.
Which you mention every day.
David was Daviding.
I work.
He was fubbing.
I don't. You're probably fubbing. I don't even know what you do, but no.
Oh, don't even start that.
You probably go home and
what
fub it.
What do you even do?
You go home and fub it. What do you even
he
do?
He goes home and fubs it.
You have one thing to do. What do you even do?
He fubs.
You're just a fubber.
Wow.
Could you tell us
and
what
your mother
was again?
Is the mother of a fubber.
Now, fubbing is like when you're not paying attention to somebody, like you get engulfed in your phone.
So they're talking to you, and you just start talking to them, and you're scrolling through
Instagram.
Rachel
does it to me all the time.
Yeah, I do it too. I think
maybe y'all should be more interesting in your conversation.
You ever think about that? Like, I wish our relationship was more interesting.
Actually, I don't think about that.
Yeah, me either. Okay, so.
Oh, man.
Kai loves his song by Drake. Listen. He was standing up on his big giant dinosaur raft. He's
yeah.
going back and forth. So legit, like our poor neighbors, if they listen to the podcast, I do apologize because we get out there with the music on and we dance, we have fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
But my wife was like, sit down. I'm like, you know how I can't, I'm off.
I do know.
So I just make her laugh.
Because, full disclosure, whenever I have to read something like the news or something else, Brandon likes to stand up and do awkward dance moves to try to make me laugh. And it works every time because his dance moves are horrendous.
And I make the face.
Yes, he makes a face and like bites his lip and does weird stuff.
I do not bite my lip. That sounds even more weird. Y'all like this song?
Man, Drake is so passionate
from miles away. Why is his stuff so good?
It is good. He knows what he's doing. It's very chill.
So another song that I like that is kind of chill, and this person's actually on Jimmy Fallon tonight, and you guys might make fun of me.
No, I like the song.
I've always liked Miley. Miley Cyrus, right? Mm-hmm. Even when she went through that crazy phase, I kind of still liked her, and my wife thought she was disgusting and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't just because she was naked. Miley, not my wife. No, but there were songs, and I remember the movie that came out, there were a couple of really good ballads. She did a song with her dad that was really good. Mm-hmm. She put out pop music when I was doing the pop station that was really good. But this song, Malibu, I don't know why I love it, but I love it.
I don't know if I've actually listened to it all the way through.
David,
you're on our sister station.
I know, but I guess I just tune it out. I don't know what happens.
David, you're on the radio.
I know, okay?
This is one of those moments it would only happen on the after show that we would never acknowledge on the air.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, so here's... I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here. And I'm happy that you did. I love this song. Because now I'm as free
as birds catching the wind. It's catchy, too.
I always thought I would sing, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating, and sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you.
Whoa.
The sky is all blue.
Are you singing this to me?
He is looking at you as he sings it.
So why do I like Malibu?
And I'll say it too. I think now that the hair's a little bit longer and she's like not showing off her entire body, I think she's prettier.
Yeah, she is. Yes.
She is.
Like she's kind of fixed it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even the short hair thing. It was the fact that it was short hair and kind of like armpit hair and all that stuff.
Well, and just some of the stuff, and I'm not even talking about showing skin. I'm talking about just some of the stuff she would wear was completely unflattering. Like just didn't look good. You know, it just wasn't right because she's a beautiful girl. Just wasn't fitting. But now it's like she's growing into herself or something.
It's cool. She's the only guest on Fallon tonight.
Really?
She got the whole show.
Awesome. That's when I make a
wish. Want to hear it one more time through?
Let's do it. Is it supposed
to be this high? I actually saw her in concert at the FedEx Forum. We took a winner over there like in 2009 or 2010.
Really?
Yeah. And at that point, I think maybe she was starting to explore like maybe going a little bit more wild because we thought we were going to see Hannah Montana and we got Miley before she was over the top Miley. But my wife looked at her a couple of times like, what?
Brandon still has a poster in his office.
I do. I like her. Next to you. That's a good song. It's called Malibu by Miley Cyrus, if you want to check that out. Kelly's not going to be here for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
She has she's taking another vacation.
It is not a vacation.
Yeah, she's...
Are you taking off work?
She has the most vacation days I've ever seen of anybody who's ever worked here.
Yeah.
Boss, owner, everybody.
Wow.
If you combine a boss and an owner, what do you have?
I legit almost said it.
I did too, and without even knowing what I was about to say.
If I had said that, that would have been it.
Did you just come up with that? That's so stupid.
Isn't that what you like about me? That it's always so random. All right. So you're going where?
Going to Atlanta, Georgia to a big national martial arts event called the Battle of Atlanta.
Home of the Dirty Bird.
Yep.
The what?
Home of the Dirty Bird.
The Dirty Bird. The Eagles?
Atlanta Falcons.
Come on. The Eagles.
They called it the Dirty Bird back in the day.
Yeah, they called it the Dirty Bird in the 90s, I think.
Okay.
There was a player who had a whole dance to it and everything.
Really?
Yeah, they did the Dirty Bird. You never seen it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm drinking beer.
You are not.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though, if we could? That's diet Mountain Dew. Not nearly as fun as drinking a beer. So is your husband competing?
No, we do have a lot of students that are competing, and our whole staff is going down. Some of them are competing, and some of them are actually working the tournament, so they're judging. And then Joey is actually helping run the event, and he's also emceeing in the big final show on Saturday night. So
It's a big deal for him.
It's a big deal for him, and just me being his wife, I'm going as well, and then wives get volunteered. So I'm going to and volunteer and
You don't
and
get
help.
Volunteered. You get voluntold.
Voluntold. Basically. But it'll be fun, and there's a lot of...
Do they need somebody to hold down the chairs there in Atlanta?
You know what? I'm sure I will be holding down a chair.
They didn't have any chair holders.
Yeah. I'm sure I will be holding down a chair since I'm not competing, but I will be working.
I do want to give a shout-out to our friends in Atlanta who can now listen through the podcast and iTunes and the stream. My words to you, peace up, A-Town down.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Are you going to see Usher?
Usher. He has invited us out to eat. He does live in a neighborhood close to where we're going.
Does he?
Yeah.
Say what up to Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Him too.
What's up, Matt Ryan?
Matty Ice. I know who he is.
Kelly's
He's
like,
the freaking Super Bowl guy.
Kelly just looked at me like, who's that guy?
Did he play in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he played.
I can't remember. Yeah. Who won? The Patriots? I'm being serious.
Yes.
Okay.
They had the massive comeback. Went to overtime.
For 28. We haven't talked about that.
History.
Oh, hush.
David. If it's football, who's going to know more about it? Me or Brandon?
Me.
That's
not the question.
It's me.
I know you know more than both me and Brandon, but who's going to know more about it?
Tell the truth.
I'm going to say Brandon.
Okay. Yeah, tell the truth, Dave. Just tell her that I know more.
Are you trying to make your own? What
yes,
are you doing?
He is.
Stop
told
that.
Told her that I know more.
I know
Dave,
more.
Tell her I know more.
You know who else is from Atlanta? I typed up celebrities from Atlanta who maybe you guys might run into.
Who's that?
One of them is John Mayer.
I want to ride through the halls.
Sexual napalm himself.
Rated number one by Katy Perry and Jessica Simpson.
Gosh. That's just awkward.
You know what would be awesome? If I could go to Atlanta and take a time out to tour, they tape The Walking Dead there. If I could go to the studio, I would love to do that. Or go to HLN and get to meet Robin Mead.
Ooh, I'd
That'd
like
be really cool too.
Another one of the biggest stars ever from Atlanta, Doug Stone.
Oh, yeah.
And I see you in a different light with your hair falling down.
Dude, there's tons of them.
Just the way I saw you last
Let me hit you with another one you might be able to run into.
Mm-hmm.
This one's probably actually in Nashville, but guess what? He is actually from the Atlanta area. Jason. Jason Aldean's from there. Alan Jackson. The Zac Brown Band is from Atlanta.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
How about Sugarland?
Dear mom and dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
How about Kenny Rogers?
Is everybody from Atlanta?
Isn't that wild?
I'll tell you what I'm hoping.
What?
This really isn't country related, but the girl that did the main stunt, so I tell y'all about for Gal Gadot at for Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Her name's Caitlin Dichelle. She's always at the Battle of Atlanta almost every year. Most of the time she competes. She might be on set right now working on another movie because she's a stunt girl. But it'd be awesome if she was there. I would just love to see her and get my picture made with
That's
her.
That's a cool picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that'd be really neat.
So anyway, Kelly's gone to Atlanta. Enjoy your vacation.
It's not quit calling it that. Yes, I'm taking off, but it's not for a vacation.
Are you taking vacation days?
I'm sorry, I don't get a vacation every day in my backyard in the pool.
I'm not even mad at you.
You're being mean.
Kelly Perry, this is going to be a real moment at the very end of the podcast.
You're being mean.
No, I'm not. Look at me in the eyes. I told you could take as many days as you needed. Didn't I? I said, whatever you have to do.
You're acting like you're being nice on the podcast.
That's exact, Dave, you were in here. Did I tell her to take as many days as she needed to take?
And how did he say it, David? Sheesh.
He did say,
take as many days as you need. You want to go ahead and take off? No. You want to go ahead and leave Monday? Hey, you need to leave last week? Go ahead.
I probably did say that. But in the moment, because there's jokes and there's moments, I really did tell you. Because you felt bad about having to take another day.
I really did.
She starts off on Monday. We go through the whole show, and she's like,
I thought I was going to throw up, Brandon.
I might have to take off Friday.
I really thought I was going to vomit.
And then within 13 minutes, she's like, I might have to take off Thursday, too.
Why are we going to throw up? What makes you want to vomit?
Because
she sleeps in and
oversleeps. Oh, my God.
Well, at least we know you're not going to sleep in.
No, I won't be sleeping in at all.
Are you responsible when you go places with your husband?
Yes.
God. Did you bring him to work with you?
Oh, man.
All right, we've been on forever.
Kelly, I'll give you a frontal. Come here.
Oh, God. Will you give me a frontal? I need one. I've cried today.
Let's do a three-way frontal.
By the way, they're talking about hugs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hugs.
Yeah.
Some people may not know the whole frontal thing, so I would like to clarify.
Should we give a group hug before she leaves? Because she's going to be gone for a number of days.
A three-way frontal.
I saw a picture of the Harry Potter crew, and they got done with all their movies. They all gave each other a big hug, so I don't see what's any different between us and, you know.
They make a little bit more money.
Hermione Granger and Harry Potter and Ron Weasley.
What does it matter how much money we make? It's all about love.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Bring it in.
No. Now I'm mad at you.
Yeah, he should be.
Listen, come on.
All right, we got to go. Kelly's got to go off somewhere to do something on vacation, and and David's got to go do whatever David does. He's going to go fub it, and I'm going to go swim.
I'm going to go eat a sandwich.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
A-Town down. Is that how that goes?
I think.